It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of people marched to the state capitol in Denver Monday to protest the death of George Floyd. Shayana Dabney, president of the Black Student Union at CSU Pueblo, spoke at the rally. She hopes the message of their cause doesn't get lost.
I'm ultimately hoping that people realize that for all the negativity, that people want positive change, and that's what we're out here working for.
Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin marched along with protesters Monday. Most of the arrests in Denver over the last several days were for violating curfew. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has imposed an overnight curfew. And of the more than 270 people arrested or cited during days of protests, 237 were for violations of that curfew. A small handful were arrested for dangerous weapons, including missiles and rocks. And a few people were charged with assault, including a 37-year-old man who reportedly drove into police officers, seriously injuring them. Most arrested have been issued summons or let out on no cash bonds. Only a small handful remain in jail. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado students now have a cheaper way to get a four-year degree. The Bridges to Bachelor's program gives new students who complete a two-year community college degree guaranteed admission to several of the state's four-year universities. Community College System Director Joe Garcia says students will work with four-year college advisors from the start.
I think if they're able to focus on the end goal from the minute they arrive, they'll be more likely to persist and more likely to graduate, not just from our institution, but then at a bachelor degree granting institution.
He says students who start at a two-year and transfer to a four-year college have higher graduation rates than students who start at a four-year institution. This is CPR News.